Okay, this is a photo that I'm really proud of, and I've got nothing else like it in my portfolio or my Flickr account, whatever you want to call it. I'm really pleased with how this one turned out, and this was not easy to take. I took this on a drive to Nebraska, and I was driving through Kansas, and I took some back roads in Kansas, and you might have heard me talk about those on my series of windmill photos from earlier this year. And I'm driving through on Highway 15, and I came across this field of sunflowers. And I had my Fuji X100F and also my full frame D750 with my 7200 just in case I happened across a photo opportunity. I did not know what I would come across, but I was driving by myself and I thought, well, I got some spare time. I might come across something for photos, so I'll bring these cameras anyway. And I saw this field of sunflowers, and man, it just blew my mind. I had never seen a huge field like that. So I got out, took some pictures. I couldn't really look at them on a computer monitor to see how they turned out. I was just looking at the back of my camera, and they were okay, but they didn't seem like they really captured the essence of what I was seeing in person. That's all right, though. I just kept on going, and north of another little town in Kansas, near the northern border of Kansas, I come across this scene here, which was an even bigger field of sunflowers. And there was the uniformity of all these sunflowers and the distance that they were at. It just was this really cool scene. So again, got out, took a bunch of pictures. I didn't even know what camera to use, so I did most of them with my full frame and my 70 to 200. And I didn't know how to compose this shot. I really had never taken photos like this before. Get to Nebraska and realize they're just not, my pictures just weren't really turning out. They were okay, but what they lacked was a focal point. It was just a field of yellow without something to really grab your eye. So I made it a point to return to that second location on my way back home. So that's what I did here. I took a slight detour and went back to that second field of sunflowers. And this time I left my 70 to 200 lens in the car and pretty much just used my Fuji. And that meant I had to get up closer to these, which was kind of neat. And the sky was also much more overcast. On the initial ones, it was super bright. And so there was a lot of harsh light and dark shadows. But here, it looks blue, but it was actually more of a gray. I kind of brought that blue out in Lightroom, and it made for a much better overall look for the whole thing. And I found this one sunflower, the one that you see in the middle here. I really tried to make that the focal point of the image. So I focused on that and tried a couple different apertures. I don't remember what I shot this one at. It was probably f8 or something like that, or maybe f5.6. And here it is. I really like it. And I think it does everything I hoped it would do. And I actually like that it's not a perfect sunflower either. It's got that one little petal that's kind of bent over. And that's okay with me. I like that it's not perfect. But I really like how the other sunflowers are looking away from it. And that's not intentional. I didn't manipulate anything in this picture other than bring out the blues in the sky later. But I didn't touch any of the sunflowers. And this really does a good job of capturing the scene as I saw it. And it kind of stretches off into the distance, just like it did when I saw it. And I knew that this would be a really small window of time. This scene is long gone by now. I'm recording this probably 6 weeks after I took this, and it's long gone. So it was fun to have this opportunity, totally unplanned, but I had some camera gear with me, and I could have taken this picture with an iPhone. When you see a scene like this, I think a wide angle lens or a wider angle lens is probably better. But you could get if you have an idea in your mind of what you're going for, you could probably use any camera and any lens to take a picture kind of like this. So it was really fun to be able to get this opportunity.